Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome into a Red Friday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. The Friday before Thanksgiving.
That's right. You guys ready for this one?
Let's believe it.
We got a big one today, right, baby? Let's go. Biggest must-win game we've seen in our lifetimes in Turkey.
I know that I'm hard. I'm bringing Topsy's popcorn as my food contribute. That's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
That's a bad move. It's good popcorn, but that's not what I'm bringing to.
Yeah, that's not making anything. Yeah.
Contributing to what?
Friendsgiving on Saturday.
Is that what you are bringing, the Topsy's popcorn? That is outstanding. I would stand by that box of popcorn the whole time.
Yes. Give me the cheese. Though. Hey guys, how you doing? What'd you bring?
Everybody would love it.
Now, cheese, butter, caramel.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this though: Are you and I are kind of the same as we were discussing last night. Like, our feed is the exact same on the X, formerly Twitter and whatnot. And I put a joke yesterday in the rundown. I said, oh, this will be funny for Friday. Hours later, Dusty goes, did you see this? I'm like, oh, my God, we're getting the same stuff in our feed. It's like we're attached. Do you go in with your hand in the three popcorn? How do you popcorn in public?
In public?
Yeah,
like if I were to get the top
seats? Yeah, like if you put it out on the table for everybody to use a cup.
A red Solo cup. Red Solo cup. Do you have your, like, measuring one cup thing?
Yeah.
And then so he's like, no, you just get it. Like, no, you do not do that.
Right.
Even though I'm aware that when you do have, like, the sandwich spread and the chips out, no one's going to take the bag and gently pour the chips out. They're just going to.
For some reason, though, the popcorn thing is different, I feel like, because you get deep down into the popcorn and your fingers get all in there and you're touching kernels that you're not going to eat and you're leaving it for others. And yeah, that's the OCD. That's the germaphobe, you know, in me thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah, I just get like a stack of plastic cups, put it next to the popcorn, and then it's just half scoop of butter, half scoop of cheese.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back two or three more rotations.
So you don't go with the caramel?
No.
Oh, I see. I love that one. I mix that with the cheese together.
That's a solid move.
That's a really good flavor right there.
Some people like that red hot cinnamon.
Yeah, I'm out on that one.
Absolutely.
You're into it?
Okay. You like that? That with the caramel and the cheese.
Well, you are red hot cinnamon today with that jacket on. Look at you with the hair and everything. I mean, you got to know it on over there.
Let's go, baby.
So do you mix the cinnamon with the cheese and the caramel, all three together? And you get yourself
a
nice,
really good threesome.
It's a
really good threesome.
I'd rather have the butter than the cinnamon one, but you know, the butter never is as good as it smells.
So let's get stoned here real quick. What would you substitute popcorn that you could do?
Everybody must get stoned.
Like if you could do like that can of three things. Other than popcorn, what would you do?
Oh, other than popcorn?
Could you do, like, chips?
I mean, I was thinking, like, maybe three different Dorito flavors in there. Like, you know, Cool Ranch, like, regular, and Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack Doritos?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had those.
Oh, they did back in the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, if I saw those, that's
Yeah, I don't know if they have. They don't have them anymore.
Never seen that.
What flavors do they have out now?
Oh, God.
Because I'm not, I mean, I'm just going regular and Cool Ranch now. I don't need anything else. Cool Ranch.
I like the one that's in the purple bag. I can't think of the flavor, though. Is that Baja?
Or no, that's like the lemon sweet chili.
Spicy, sweet chili, something like that.
There was a black bag when I was, you know, growing up and back, and I think it was Pepper Jack or Jumpin' Jack Flash or something Doritos. It was a black bag. It was the original, and then Cool Ranch came out. See, this is how old I am. I remember when this stuff came out.
Do you remember when Taco Bell collabed with them for the first time? They had, like, the Taco Bell chip.
Yeah.
Those were, and then they had the 3D Doritos.
Yeah, the 3D
those
ones.
Those were dangerous.
Very.
Yeah. But you could do, like, a pretzel peanut. Something like that.
Oh, you could do that too.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know.
Or you could do like the three different dots flavors. Look at us.
Yeah. You could do dots.
I like that.
Speaking of dots, connecting the dots, last night, boy, I do not know who Buffalo Bills are.
I don't think they know who they are. I don't think any of us really know who Buffalo is. Buffalo right now, and I'm gonna say something that's gonna piss a lot of people off. Buffalo's benefiting from what the Chiefs benefited for the last 10 years. Ass division. And Buffalo gets outside of that division right now.
The Chiefs won it every year.
I know, right? Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, the Chiefs took advantage of it. They did. There's no arguing that right now, right? Ooh. They took advantage of that division. And so right now, I think that's kind of what Buffalo is kind of hanging their hat on. They've had the opportunity to kind of beat up on the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets and take advantage of that. And whatnot, but now they're playing some real teams and they're showing kind of they're not as good as maybe everybody thinks they are. And Josh Allen, we had a kid in Little League Baseball. We were talking Little League Baseball before the show. We had this kid, Gerard Caprio, right?
And Leo's brother.
It was, yes, Leo Caprio's brother. And I don't know, Gerard was one of those guys who every time, you know, there was a big play, it was a big event, right? Oh, my God, this guy's doing, you know, antics out there on the field. He'd slide into second base and start flopping around, and all the coaches would run out there, and he'd be okay. And my dad's like, this guy's the rubber band man. Years later, there was a song
T.I.
Yeah, right, yeah. And so I'm watching.
Different meaning.
Yeah, I'm watching this last night, Josh Allen go down. I'm like, this is Gerard Caprio 2.0. This guy up and, you know, flailing all over the place and whatnot. Everybody thought he was dead on the field, and he's not. And then the Houston Texans defense made him dead on the field yesterday because, I mean, that thing is as good as it
gets,
man.
Last night?
Incredible.
Yeah, dude. He got hit like and he should have had 9, but literally Will Anderson Jr. hit him so hard he went forward.
Propelled forward 2 yards.
That's the move I think you're talking about when he got hit.
Yeah.
He got that rug burn on the left elbow, which I'm sure hurts like a mother effer, dude.
But at the end of the game, he was flinging his right wrist around.
Yeah,
so
right,
he'll
be fine. Total sidebar here. How many sacks did they have last night?
Eight.
Will Chris Jones pass that this year?
No. He has what, 2.5?
I was going to say 3.5, yeah.
He might not get 5.
He'll get 5. Okay. He'll get 5.
He better.
Yeah, he'll get 5. Because if he plays like last week,
yeah,
2 or 3 more times, that's 5 sacks.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
He's not going to have to do that. I mean, we're going to need him to step up.
Would you rather have Will Anderson Jr. or Aiden Hutchinson?
Who?
Will Anderson.
Aiden Hutchinson. Oh, I think. Is Will Anderson the next Myles Garrett?
No, because Myles Garrett's just all time.
He's a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Myles Garrett is Aaron Donald, Will Anderson is Chris Jones?
No, I don't think I don't think he's Will
Anderson
think he's Aaron
is a
Donald.
Dog, dude.
He's
damn good.
Dude, he's a dog.
But he's not as good to me. Like, I don't think we have a TJ Watt or Myles Garrett budding in the league right now.
Sure.
Like, forming.
They're generational.
No, yeah. No, we don't.
But like that's the next coming.
But he's
like I've seen it.
Yes.
Like I know what Myles Garrett 2.0 is, and it's number 51 or whatever 55 for the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that the other guy, 10-year vet.
Danielle Hunter. Oh, yeah.
He's 10 years in the league now?
Yes,
he was, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That was my reaction last night because him and D'Amico were hugging after he got a sack because the guy, I think it was Herbstreit, was like, man, we really haven't seen Danielle Hunter tonight. Very next play, sack. And Al Michaels is like, there's your Danielle Hunter. He goes, him celebrating with D'Amico with 10 years in the league vet, D'Amico. And I'm like, okay, I thought it was like 5.
I would have guessed 3. You know, like
10.
I know 10 years. Like I feel like he's been in the league not that long. Oh my
Monster
god,
still
10
too.
Years yeah. and still. But I think that's part of the reason why I probably thought he was a lot younger because he's still awesome,
yeah.
right? Like I wish Chris would play that way.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, because I think that's what Atlanta wants Raheem Morris to be is D'Amico Ryans. Because, like, D'Amico's a dog.
He's my wife said to me last night, she goes, you really like him, don't you? I go, oh, yeah. I'm in big time on D'Amico Ryans. He's just got it, man.
Not only does he look like he could rip your face off, but, like, every time they were done on the field, like, you know how, like, Andy and Nagy will go over to, like, Mahomes and they'll talk about whatever? D'Amico Ryans, straight to the defensive side of the bench, going over the iPad, looking at the thing.
Yep.
Dabbing everybody up, and then there's C.J. Stroud moping around because he's sad he's not playing, but he'll be back, and then they'll be even better. And C.J. Stroud's over there, and he's going to the offensive side, getting everybody jacked up. I'm like, and then there he is on TV right now. But, like, that's a guy. Like, when
he's
we were talking,
he's
like,
a dude.
Two,
yeah.
when we were talking about it 2 weeks ago, like, you're like, Aaron Glenn. I can see that's that guy there, D'Amico Ryans, with Delta look like Bill Goldberg's from 99 in the WCW. That's a dude I play for.
That's a dude you would play for.
And they're 6-5, and you play that team in what? 2 weeks?
2 weeks, and they're a good football team. They're really, I mean, I've been on Houston for 3 years now since they got Stroud and D'Amico Ryans together, and so it's good for my standpoint to see them starting to win some games. It's bad for the Chiefs' standpoint to see them going out there and winning games. Buffalo to win last night. And look, quite honestly.
So we knew they were going to lose.
Yeah, exactly. So Buffalo's kind of in that same boat. You know, we were talking about Josh Allen 8-0 on Thursday night and all these great stats for Buffalo. Buffalo's kind of in the same place where the Chiefs are. Not
purgatory?
That great this year. Yes, exactly. That's the perfect way to put it, because if Buffalo wasn't in the AFC East this year, I don't know that we're talking about Buffalo going to the playoffs right now. Does that look like a playoff team? No, it doesn't look like a playoff team.
Because what, last night New England's got to be the most satisfied team? New England, Indianapolis?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Because now those are New England, Indianapolis, Denver. That's your one seed race.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's what you're doing right now for the one seed.
I won't say
seed.
The Colts play the Texans twice.
They do.
I mean, the Colts may not win that division. And that's why this game on Sunday is so vital, guys. I mean, I hope these guys, you know, inside that locker room understand, you know, what is at stake. I always get into that feeling of the fans are more angry, obviously, than the players are always mm-hmm. have. We will always care more about our team than players will because they're transient. They're here for a year, they're gone. We're always here. It's always our team. And so we view things a little bit differently. And that's why like listening to Mike Pinnell yesterday go, I don't know, nobody in here thinks, I mean, you better think it's bad inside there. You better have that same attitude inside that building as the fans have this week. Because if you don't have that same attitude this week, then you're up a creek without a paddle. I talked to somebody else around the organization yesterday, I think it was. I said, what's the mood like out there? They go, well, what do you think it is? You know, it's a one game season.
Morbid.
Yeah. It's a one game season, and they do know that, which was good to hear that they know this is a one game season, but they've got to come out and play inspired. I saw two old guys throwing down at the gym yesterday.
Ooh,
not throwing down, but yelling at each other over something yesterday.
What was the something?
I don't remember what
politics
it was.
Politics for sure.
Probably.
Gotta be. It's politics, I mean, or underwear.
Yeah. Or the Chiefs. I mean, people are fighting over the Chiefs now. Who do you think is at fault?
Well,
I think you give
yourself more energy than they've given you.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, whatever it was, old man fight going on, around yelling at each other, dropping F-bombs. One guy slams his locker and storms out. I'm like, yes, old man fight. You know, old man fight or bum fight? Which one would you sign up for first? Because you get a lot of good bum fights right over there, like 435 and State Line. They fight a lot over there. Man, my daughter works in that area now, and so she says all the time stuff is going on. So, so bum fight or old man fight. But, I mean, these guys were passionate. These guys were, you know, into it, yelling and screaming. I'm like, that's the fire the Chiefs need to bring out, man.
They're, like, spraying each other's Old Spice in each other's face.
Shut up, Colts!
Pelting each other with Werther's.
Yeah. But it was passionate. There was a fight. There was, you know, it was good. And I'm like, this is the fire we need on Sunday for this football team. Damn, if this team plays uninspired football on Sunday, yeah, the season's over. They've got to play inspired football. They've got to win this game. It is a must-win game. Anything short of that, get ready for Christmas and don't focus on the football team, because if they can't win on Sunday, the future of them going to the postseason is all but done.
But let's get back to those old men fighting.
Yeah.
You think, like, you know how, like, some guys will take, like, the earrings out, the necklace off? You think they're pulling the dents out and be like, I'm getting gummed out for this. Yeah. Like, can't knock my teeth out, Carl. Dare you, dude. Then you get them on the ground and start sucking the other dude's neck. Give them, like, the gummy bears.
Your tiny whiteys are stained.
Gravity's hit my sack while you're laying down knocked out. Pull a Peyton Manning from college. That's a true story, I think.
Oh, he man. Didn't know that and had never heard of that story until like 2 weeks ago when I went in there. And I said, you know, Jim Bob Cooter and Peyton Manning were in Tennessee together. Oh, no. And I go, why don't you look it up? And oh.
You got to think that old men in the J don't get knocked out. They get, like, sharded, right? Like, that's how you know it's over. Click to the jaw. Oh, yeah, I got to go. I got to go. What happened? Did you fight again at the gym?
Yeah, right.
Sure did. How do you know? Because you got a streak down your back. Go shower.
Oh,
man. But, yeah, we'll get into this fight this team needs to get into against the Indianapolis Colts. Plus, it all starts with the man that runs the entire operation. We'll get into that on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bundle Ruski.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
From the text line of the 816, I'm sorry, 913. Hot take. The Bills miss the playoffs. Go through their remaining schedule.
Mac,
you agree? Disagree?
I think it's going to be really tight. They've got four extremely tough games out of their six. They've got Pittsburgh. They've got to go at New England. They've got to go to Philly. They play Cincinnati as well. Joe Burrow will be back in that game in two weeks.
Is he playing defense then? Yeah, I don't care that Joe Burrow's back. The team was scoring 35, 40 points a game without Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is probably the most overrated player in the NFL at this point in time. Jesus. Who else is there? I mean, you take Joe Burrow out of the offense and they still click. I mean, they're still winning, or not winning, but they're still scoring 30, 35, 40 points a game.
They win the game last
from
week.
From an offensive standpoint.
They would have won last week.
Who they play last week?
Pittsburgh.
That was a blowout.
And Flacco, but yeah, because Flacco was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, he was throwing pick sixes. He was throwing interceptions. He wasn't doing anything with the offense. Like I said, the fatigue of the NFL is starting to affect you because now weather is an issue.
Yep.
You're watching weather reports. You're seeing what the weather's going to be like. You get some wind. You get some cold air. You get some snow. You get some rain.
Keep that in mind for fantasy football, people.
100%.
But not 100%. For Sunday, because it's going to be 60 and sunny at Arrowhead on Sunday. It's going to be It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, there's going to be games that get played up north, like in Pittsburgh, in Cincinnati. Like, if Burrow played last week, they win that game.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say that, but I just know he's the most overrated player in the NFL. Like, Joe Burrow, man, all season long. And even before this, I mean, we watched that Browning-Nagel guy lead the team, almost beat the Chiefs, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not in on Joe Burrow. I mean, having this year without him and them still scoring points on offense makes you wonder, did they pay the right people? And I'm not saying you don't pay Joe Burrow. I still think he's a good quarterback. But if I'm Cincinnati, he's available this offseason, man.
Hate to see it. I think he's a stud. But I you know, obviously I
think both are true, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you
he's a stud, and what Bob's saying isn't completely off base to me.
No,
both can be true.
Yeah.
Both can absolutely be true. He's a good player, and any team that doesn't have him for all intents and purposes, other than maybe three, would probably want him as their quarterback. But if I'm the Cincinnati Bengals, I got a lot more problems on my team right now than getting Joe Burrow back. And Joe Burrow's great, but the rest of your team is garbage on the defensive side. You need to rebuild that defense. And so how do you do that? You do it with picks. You do it with big trades. I wouldn't hesitate to trade Joe Burrow this offseason if I were the Cincinnati Bengals. You're the same team with him, the same team without him. It's just it's crazy to say that, yeah. But it is.
You showed the ability twice with two different quarterbacks who are both mid. You can score points.
See, I think the problem is you paid the wrong guy, but it's not Joe Burrow. It's Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase is a problem on your field. He's a problem off your field. He's not playing this game because he's spitting a guy's face. Mm-hmm. If Joe Burrow is a good quarterback, he doesn't need a top three wide receiver to be that guy. We said that in the offseason. It's like, if I were the Cincinnati Bengals, I would trade Ja'Marr Chase and I would get picks and build around T. Higgins and Joe Burrow. What an idiot. You're going to trade Ja'Marr Chase? And then he gets suspended for punching a guy or spitting in a guy's face. He caused your team a win last year against the Chiefs because he couldn't keep his cool together and punched a guy in the face. I would have 100%. I would have traded Ja'Marr Chase, kept Joe Burrow, because guess what? You'd have gotten a 1, a 2, a 4, probably for Ja'Marr Chase, and just use them all on defense.
Yeah, but I think you could do, like, if the Cincinnati Bengals aren't exploring the trade of Joe Burrow this offseason, they're foolish. I mean, you have to see what you can get out there. And if you're the Jets, you need to be calling the Cincinnati Bengals and saying, we need a quarterback. Like, they need to make a big splash from a quarterback standpoint, you know, this offseason. And Kyler Murray.
Part 2.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, Kyler Murray's not the answer. I've seen, maybe the Jets could trade for Kyler Murray. Jeez. No, they ought to be calling the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Bengals ought to be doing a blockbuster.
According to reports, they're going to call the Chiefs.
That was a fake report.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure they have.
Stinky.
I mean, I would.
I mean, the fact that people, like, ran with that. Jets will be hammering the Chiefs' phone about Patrick Mahomes the offseason.
Well, and then people thought that clip that we posted when we talked about the texter who said to trade Mahomes, people were commenting like, oh, you guys followed a fake report. I was like, no, texter, like, watch the clip.
But that's the thing. They didn't watch the clip.
Yeah. Didn't listen,
Watch the clip. I don't have any sympathy for people who react to headlines because you're a simpleton.
From the 563, hey, Dusty, can you do Alex Gold's quiet voice saying Davis Mills won't beat Buffalo like he did on Tuesday?
Yeah. Alex called the shot so that... So was Cody back Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Davis Mills might be able to, put the Texans on the board and beat Buffalo. It's not going to happen. Davis Mills, he's not going to put his neck on the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, he is.
He did.
And he did. Yeah, he's played great in these two
he's
games.
He's efficient.
I mean, he's done a nice job.
Yeah.
Run the football a little bit. Give him an opportunity to have success.
Well, we had a great text, too. It's like, hey, you can run the ball against the Bills. Who knew?
Right.
Guys. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, we were running the ball against the Bills. Yeah. He just didn't in the second half.
Yeah, that stopped. All right, we've done enough here. Yeah. This is not sexy enough. We're not running anymore. Throw!
That's a Texans team that can't pass, and the Bills couldn't stop the run, even though they knew they were running the ball.
Yeah.
You could also run against this Texans team.
Damn right.
Yeah, you can.
I
don't want to pass against them.
James Kinsey's good. Yeah. He's great, but like, yeah. Anyways, so Andy Reid, hard reset?
Well, it's interesting. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was, doing whatever it is throughout the day. You know, your mind kind of wanders. No, I was walking out of the J, actually, when I had this thought after watching the two old men yell at each other. So I'm walking out, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, I mean, Andy Reid is the greatest coach that we've ever seen, right? In Kansas City, I don't think anybody's going to debate that. Whether you're in the Royals camp, the Sporting KC camp, the current, whatever camp it is, Andy Reid has been the greatest coach that we have seen in the history of Kansas City. And I thought to myself, man, wouldn't it be a shame that the guy who got us to the promised land is also in charge when we kind of went back to being an average, kind of just normal type of franchise? Like, I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see this team, get built up with Andy Reid be the savior and then come crashing down like it did in Philadelphia, right? Like, I am a little bit fearful of that, right? I don't want to see that happen because I remember when it was happening in Philadelphia and, listen to all, they were ready for Andy to go. And a lot of it was the same kind of stuff we've talked about this week, guys. A lot of that same type of stuff that we've talked about this week, the willingness to run the football or the non-willingness to run the football and, all of that kind of stuff. And I'm listening to all this. I'm like, man, Andy got us all the way to the promised land. It's the greatest place we've ever been. It's Mecca right now when it comes to sports. I hope he can keep us up there, and I hope we don't revert back to where we were. And I don't think we're going back to where we were before, Andy, but back to those, you know, 6-10, 7-9, you know, type of seasons. I hope Andy can continue to move this thing forward and continue to build on the successes. And everything we were saying this week was kind of a little bit of a caution flag for me, right? Because this is kind of what they were saying when it ended, you know, in Philadelphia. And I'm not saying it's trending that way at all here in Kansas City. I was just thinking about, man, that would suck if it ends here the way that it ended in Philadelphia for Andy Reid, because I think right now a lot of what's going on in the field can be simply rectified by just running the football and keeping everybody off balance, keeping your team unpredictable, and changing some things up. There has to be that willingness to go ahead and do that. And then you have Steve Spagnuolo yesterday, and I don't know if he's lying or what, but he claimed he never heard that his defense was predictable. Chris Jones said it after the game. It's Thursday afternoon, and you're just now allegedly hearing about this kind of stuff. Like, I don't know, guys. I'm concerned. And it's okay to be concerned because of what we're seeing out there on the field. I hope this game on Sunday is a total reversal for all of us, and we can say, okay, they've got it back. They're moving the ball the right way. They're running the football. They're doing good things on defense. This is a big bounce back game, not just for the Chiefs. I think it's a big bounce back game for Andy Reid as well to show, yeah, I can run the football and I am willing to change and run the football.
I don't see it.
And that's, I mean, there's part of me, Dusty, that agrees with you on that.
I mean, you're,
and I hate to say that.
Your co-host for 15 years called for it for 10 years to run the ball. It never happened. Why would it start now?
I know.
I mean, just.
I know. And that's why you're right about that, because it's like you ask, and nothing ever really changes. But we're not asking anymore. I almost feel like as a fan base, we're telling. And it's okay for us as the fan base to be a conduit to the team and to say things that maybe they aren't thinking about or realizing. And it's good for them to hear the way that the fans and us have been talking this week about what they're not doing from an offensive standpoint. It's really the first time, guys, in this era that we've had to do a little tough love with the football team.
I think there's a couple of things to go into your take there. I don't think it ends the way it ended in Philly because the fan bases are completely different.
Yes.
Now, this fan base is rough at times if things don't go well. Obviously, we see that with the text line. We see that with Twitter. We see that with Facebook. You can go to any Chiefs chat, and I'm sure you can go to any face or Twitter post. You're going to find the same stuff in there. You're going to find people that are going to say, hey, guys, just hold on. This team's shown in the past. You're also going to find people that are going to say, this team is done. They can't do it. They don't have that drive. Then you're going to have the other ones like, well, if they win, they got a chance to beat the Colts this Sunday. If they do that, then we'll readjust. And that's all fine. All three of those opinions are fine. Now, Philadelphia, right? Like, they'll go to the game. They'll put a sign that stretches from one section to another that says, Andy, get out.
Right.
Put bags
right
over their heads. You're not going to see that in Kansas City.
No.
Hell, you didn't even see that when Haley was here. They booed. They let it be very well known that they didn't want him here. But this isn't the toxic fan base that Philadelphia
right
is. So, I mean, it's going to be portrayed differently there. But where there are similarities is, and I have put this together for quite some time now, I'm not done with it yet because I don't think the result is there to the end of this sort of, you know, collage of an Andy Reid sort of topic of Philly-Kansas City comparisons. But the thing that did that is at the point of right now looking similar to the way it ended in Philadelphia was Andy was so good and so trusted and just knew what to do every year to where it was the comfortability, right? Like everything was fine. Everything's great, right? When the sun comes up and the air's the perfect temperature and everybody's in a good mood and everything's clean and you don't nitpick. But when things start to change mm-hmm. and you don't start to notice that things are changing and they're not the same, then people's fuses start to get shorter. People start to get more irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Like those shoes in the hallway tend to get you pissed off more. Whereas before it's like, you just move to the side yourself. You don't care. And I think that's the one thing that is similar with Andy right now. Now, again, this is like probably, in my opinion, the first real year where like it's been so great for so long that now you're starting, because like I said yesterday that we kind of mocked at and scoffed at was here we are complaining about RPOs and being under center
right
and all that sort of thing. It's not like catastrophic stuff, right? This isn't like Keon Coleman getting suspended because he's late, or, you know, CeeDee Lamb was at the casino puking and whatever. It's not like that sort of problem.
Right.
But the problems that you're having are looking like they are a head coach problem because he doesn't run the ball the way that he's supposed to. He doesn't, you know, I literally think that the reason that it ended in Philly is because of the fact that he did something so well for so long that he never really had to change it because nobody ever caught up to it. And now you're watching the NFL this season where in the years past, it was always the Chiefs because the Chiefs just were doing stuff and had stuff that no one else could do or keep up with. And now you're watching the NFL and it's really not any different than any other year. The Chiefs are just in the same group with everyone else for the first time. Mm-hmm. And now you're asking yourself, why is that? And it's because of where my attention goes is because before they were so far advanced, they were so far along than any other team that now when they're normalcy, it looks not the same because you were so dominant
right.
and ran away. I mean, hell, dude, they were 15-1 last year, 15-2.
Yeah.
They won the Super Bowl at 11-6. They went to 3 straight.
Mm-hmm.
They went like Mahomes' shortest season is an AFC championship game lost in overtime.
Right.
Like that's not sustainable. And when it falls off to a cliff that is significantly lower, like the cliff they were on was substantially high and above every single yep. other team when you think about it. And now you are kind of in this realm where you're like, Buffalo lost last night. Yeah, they lost to a 5-5 team. Colts are 8-2. They come to Arrowhead. They could lose to a 5-5 team.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden everybody goes, what was our reaction this morning? Boy, I don't want to see that defense in Houston. We were not saying that for 2 weeks. And if the Chiefs go into this game on Sunday and handle business against Indianapolis, you know what everybody else is going to say that aren't in Kansas City? I don't want to play that offense.
I don't want to play that offense. Yeah, but they have to do it, though. They have to do it. I mean, they have the talent to do it. They have to have the direction to do it. And it really does start, mm-hmm. you know, with running the ball and not committing stupid penalties. And there was a graphic on Twitter about, you know, the top defenses in the NFL from NBC Sports. Fewest points allowed entering this week. Chiefs are third in the NFL for fewest points allowed in the league. And somebody goes, how are they 5-5? And somebody quote tweeted and said, very undisciplined, one-dimensional, predictable offense. Defense bends too much, eats up a lot of time, doesn't break, but takes possessions from our offense. Horrific third down defense, horrific pass rush, can't beat man coverage, and inconsistent kicking. Is there anything wrong with any of that?
Perfect.
It was a really good summary of why they are 5-5. And the undisciplinedness, that's a reflection on leadership in the organization. And Dusty said to me before the show, he goes, you think they're going to bench Juwan Taylor this week? I think they should. I really do. I don't think Juwan Taylor should start this week. We have seen a lot of teams now around the NFL. You mentioned the CeeDee Lamb situation. You know, he didn't play at the beginning of the game. We talked about Abdul Carter not playing at the beginning of the game because they weren't doing what they needed to do to help this team move forward. And you discipline players by taking away playing time. That's how the message eventually gets through. And so I'm looking at the game this week. Juwan Taylor should not be a starter in this game for the Kansas City Chiefs right now. You want to put him in later? Fine. He should not be a starter in this game for the Chiefs on Sunday.
I'll go a step further. And yeah, you could call it discipline. You could also just call it doing your job as a head coach, as a manager, putting the best people in place to succeed for the whole team. You care about the team. I don't care about your loyalty to Juwan Taylor. You guys are best buds. And yeah, he's been great. And yeah, whatever it is, like, this isn't discipline. This isn't you stayed up late and had some drinks and now I need to punish you. You've been bad at your job.
Right.
You are messing this team up. This team does not have the slack anymore to deal with your mistakes, especially in the red zone.
Now, I'll play counterpoint with you just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Maybe if they were running the ball more, maybe Juwan wouldn't have to commit so many penalties as well, too. I mean, he's in a passing situation 70% of the time.
Nah, he'd hold.
He's trying to get it. Well, but he's trying to get a jump start because they know they're passing. Yeah. And so Juwan Taylor's trying to do the best that he can.
Part of it.
You know, it all factors in. It's really like that's the beauty of sports. Like everything has an impact on everything else. But it really does. It all starts with just running and simply running the football and trying to establish that run game and not trying to establish that run game, making it a point to establish that run game. It's not one carry on first and 10 to start the game and then one later in the second half. That's not establishing the run.
Can I tell y'all my biggest worry, I think, for this game?
Yeah.
It's them playing with the pressure that we're all talking about.
Yeah.
It's them starting off not on the best foot, and then all of a sudden, like you said, just they have abandoned the run.
Yeah.
Like, and that happens so quickly. We've seen it all season. Just like it feels like their game plan gets off. They play stiff. They play freaked out. I'm worried about that. The Colts start with a stop and a score, and all of a sudden, 7-0.
7-0.
And the Chiefs are the crowd's a little quiet, nervous. Mm-hmm. Butterflies are rising. It's like that gets me nervous.
Yeah.
They got to start out hot. Stick to your guns. Know who you are. I don't know if they do.
You're a better team than just about everybody else out there. But yep. you have to start showing it right now. We can't continue to say they're a good football team if they're not going to say, yes, we are, and show us that they're a good football team. At the end of the year, they may not be a good football team. As of right now, they still are. But now they have to start proving it to people and showing it to people that they are a good football team. And you know, like Dusty said, it starts on Sunday. I mean, they're 5-5. The Colts are 8-2. So what? Doesn't mean they're a better team. Daniel Jones went on the injury report yesterday, right?
Calf injury.
You know how hard it is to walk around with a sore calf. Get to that guy. Make him run. Force him to move around the pocket. Force him to plant, you know, use that calf.
That is an interesting injury that popped up. We'll see what it means or how it affects him going for this game. But big win on Sunday, chances significantly grow. If the Chiefs can win this game on Sunday, their playoff chances go to a 68% chance.
Huge.
And then if they can beat Dallas on Thanksgiving, because they will play a week from yesterday, they'll play those two games in, 5 days?
Yeah.
You pretty much do the math. They win this game against the Colts, their playoff chances are 68%. With a loss, 33%.
Yeah, with a loss, I think they're done.
Yeah, they have to win out.
And they have to play Dallas, Houston, Chargers, Broncos, Titans, Raiders. Those would be the final six. I mean,
none of those matter, though, if you don't win on Sunday. They really don't. And I and for me to say that, that's a lot. That's where the alarm should be going off. Like, damn, even Fesco thinks we may be cooked. Like, win on Sunday, guys. Win on Sunday. Or after Thanksgiving, we're breaking down the winter meetings and hot stoving this thing up. Don't make me watch basketball.
And we'll get into Nate Taylor's cuts in a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, there's definitely... I don't know. There's definitely a cloud over One Arrowhead Drive, and there's a way to get rid of that cloud, and that's to show what you have, which we've said all week, is go back to the basics, go back to what made you, go back to what gave you this team's kind of mantra, and I think less is more, and I think that when you look at this, I think that you have to make a move at right tackle, which we've said that since week two, or at least I have. I've been out on Juwan Taylor for 8-9 weeks now, and then we'll talk to him. Okay, well, that's cool, because he just ruined a touchdown drive last week again, and then his star tight end was talking about him on his podcast.
That's why you have to bench him.
I mean, he didn't mention his name, but you damn knew, well knew
you
who
know
the hell
who he was talking about.
You know, if I were to be like, yeah, that one guy from 10 to 2, you know, not the one with the glasses, you'd be like, oh, I'm not saying Alex Gold, but you're definitely saying Alex.
Yeah, but no, it's exactly. But that, that right there, Dusty, is the number one reason that you have to bench Juwan Taylor. Not because we said it, not because Dusty said it or Mac said it. You have to bench Juwan Taylor because now he's having a negative impact on your players that are going out there and trying to win games. And Travis knows the time's now ticking. Time is now ticking on Travis Kelce,
no doubt,
for his career. And he's like, I ain't going down because this SOB can't stay on sides, or this SOB can't do this, or this SOB can't do that. I don't blame Travis Kelce. I'm in Camp Travis all the way on this one. And that's why Andy Reid needs to go out there and say, you're not playing, because his play is having, and just like Patrick in the last couple of years, yelling at the left tackle, yelling at the wide receivers, Juwan Taylor has broken Travis Kelce. And he's probably broken other guys on that team as well. He's broken the fan base. And that's why you can't start Juwan Taylor on Sunday afternoon.
We'll get to what Nate Taylor had to say that was pretty raw yesterday. Plus, we'll get to what the Chiefs need to be on Sunday as well, as we dive in more to a Red Friday show here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Getting here on the 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Fesco, Dusty, and Mac Morey with you as well. Mitch Holtis in about 30 minutes.
Sean Taylor at 9 o'clock. Got to figure
Sean Smith.
Sorry,
Sean. You're thinking Smith. Nate Taylor? You come by. I see. What you're
trying to bring the dead back to life.
That'd be sick. That'd be crazy.
Sean Taylor's here.
Well, I mean, if we could contact the dead.
If I was Etta Mae Brown.
Oh, hell yeah. You think Mac knows who that is? That was a good one right there. That's you know who that we do Etta Mae Brown is?
Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost.
You ever see Ghost?
Nope.
When a man loves a woman and they're making the clay pot. You've never seen Ghost, never seen
Unfortunately, that's not the song they play. But
Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore.
Okay, I know those people.
And it's Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. And time goes by so slowly.
That's absolutely terrible. It's not going to keep you on American Idol.
Time would do so much. So Whoopi Goldberg died, and she was dating Demi Moore, and Patrick Swayze came back as a ghost.
Whoa.
That's not at all the plot. Sam, played by Patrick Swayze, dies because he's murdered. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back and can talk to Molly, who is played by Demi Moore, and then they find a medium in Etta Mae Brown, which is Whoopi Goldberg. That,
yes,
my friend, there is movie knowledge.
And okay. She channels, like, him.
Spirits,
and
yeah.
She doesn't believe that the spirit's there, and at the beginning, they have a word that
which
they
that
say,
movie doesn't hold up anymore because he does a trick with a penny.
Jeez. Come on now. I mean...
Go man.
It's a good movie to watch with you and your fiance. Okay. This is my fiance. You've got to be my fiance. But you guys should watch that and enjoy it together. You'll really love her for it after. I'm being serious. Like,
it's a good
you start
movie.
To think about, like, oh my God, what if this ever happened to me? What if my loved one was taken away from me? Would I find Whoopi Goldberg to channel? You
know? It's like All Dogs Go to Heaven, but humans.
Love that movie. What's it called? So what's this one
Ghost.
Called?
Ghost.
Whoopi Goldberg. Mm-hmm. Yep. Patrick Swayze. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. It's good. Nate Taylor joined the show yesterday. He was real. He had this to say when Andy asked, when he asked Andy how close they were.
I asked Andy Reid this yesterday, and anyone who has time can go look this up. I said, Coach, how much can you really change the scheme during the course of the regular season? Because historically, his teams have always gotten better from September to November.
Right.
Can you change? And I specifically said, look, man, it looks like you guys are pretty good under center. He said, no. His answer was, Nate, stop. And then he said, Nate, he put his index finger and his thumb. And we're like, we're this close, Nate. We just got to clean up some of the little things.
It's a bad answer by Andy, quite honestly.
Okay. Why?
Because you're not willing to change. I don't care what point of the season it is. You have to be willing to adjust and adapt and change. And, you know, it's like when people with sports takes, and every once in a while people say, you're a flip-flopper or something. Well, I got more information that changed my point of view on something, right? As we gather more information, we hear more, we get more facts, we see things develop. A lot of times your initial reaction is not the same as when you factor in all the evidence that you get, right? You get all the evidence and you're like, oh, okay, I see it differently right now. We do that on the show all the time. We have those conversations. It's not flip-flopping. It's becoming more educated on the topic at hand and then making a more educated decision, a hypothesis, if you will, right? And so I think for Andy Reid to sit there and say to Nate Taylor that we're this close, well, you're not, first of all. And if you are this close, then the answer is to replace Juwan Taylor and move forward. But to sit there at the this point of the season and to kind of laugh at, you know, at the question that Nate asked, and, you know, is like, no, come on, Nate, you know where we are, who we are. That's not what you're supposed to be doing, though. You always have to be adjusting. You always have to be changing. You always have to be looking for ways to move forward. And if what you're doing isn't working, you can't continue to shove a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't work. And, you know, flexible people don't get bent out of shape. I tell my wife all the time, right? I've told my sister that for years because she's a lot like Dusty and I, but to a degree worse with the OCD and whatnot. And, like, flexible people don't get bent out of shape. And so you have to be flexible. You can't just say, this is what we do, and continue to try to do it when that isn't working. You have to be willing to adjust. The greatest leaders, the best of all time in sports, are the ones that adjust all the time. Look how many times Tom Brady's changed his game. Look how many times Patrick Mahomes has changed his game from the deep ball to the intermediate route, all that kind of stuff. The great ones are always evolving in game, in play, in season, out of season, you always have to be finding ways to get better. You just can't be steadfast with something that just isn't working at this point in time.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to change it up. You have to change the guard as well because of what's not working. It's got you at a 5-5 record, and you definitely have to change, you know, what you're doing because it's not working. And if you are that close, you've been that close five times, and you've yet to win a game. Like I said, even if they were 2-3 in one score games, they'd be 7-5. What, 7-3?
7-3.
Yeah.
And you'd be in the same position as the Buffalo Bills are right now. You'd be a playoff team. You'd have concerns, but you'd be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I think that's a huge problem as well. Nate Taylor also said Mahomes is human and needs help from his head man.
Patrick Mahomes is also human. So when he feels like he might have to do more than is usually asked of him, or he's not totally in rhythm or completely comfortable, well, that's when you get a horrific interception in the red zone when you had a chance to take the lead and to start to put pressure back on the Denver Broncos. So all these things are connected. Yes, every little thing matters here, but I'm not super-duper confident that all of a sudden they're going to strip down some of their offensive possibilities. And so I just want people to understand that, like, hey, when Rashee Rice, which the Chiefs have told us is their best receiver, is in the backfield, just know this is their offense. And if they choose to go down this path, man, their quarterback, he's going to have to do the Lord's work. And he can do it, but there's other ways to succeed.
So, again, yes, Mahomes is that guy that you all trust. I do think he is the best quarterback in football. But, again, like, the tape is out. Like, the
right.
It's been out. And now it's evidently obvious that everybody kind of has a one-up on you. So, yes, maybe it is now time to change the guard and do something different, because the days of maybe just being like, all right, Pat, go be him. I don't know if that's still there. I mean, I think he could be there, obviously. I think there is
he can
plenty.
Be there if he's presented with a situation correct. That allows him to be there. And making him a one-dimensional quarterback is not allowing Patrick Mahomes to be the best Patrick Mahomes that he can be. Now, Patrick does have a lot of culpability in this. The two interceptions in Jacksonville and Buffalo or in Denver, horrendous, horrible, terrible, no good interceptions. Cost you the game. You don't throw those two interceptions, you win both of those football games as well. But maybe we're throwing these interceptions because the defense knows they're just not going to run the football. And so it's easier to intercept off of Patrick Mahomes because they know he's going to get frustrated. He's going to try to force stuff, and it plays right into their hands. And you can't have your quarterback frustrated and forcing things. You got to keep your quarterback cool, calm, and collected. And the way to do that is to kind of mix things up and keep the defense off balance. I would be, if I was Patrick Mahomes, I'd be like, man, I'm getting killed back here. And it's not because my line is anxious, because they know what's coming every single time. The predictability thing this week has been so big for this team, man.
Huge. Huge, man. On both sides of the ball.
I told you guys that on Sunday afternoon, and then all of a sudden it was like a deluge of everybody saying predictable, 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 and it's just been a theme around this club. I hope they're listening and they understand that over there. That's my biggest fear.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Yeah.
Do you know that you're predictable?
They should know.
I think they know. I think they know.
Why?
Because I don't think they're stupid.
No, I know they're not stupid. No, I know. But okay, let me rephrase that. We all know they know, but will they do anything about it?
Will they do anything about it? Now, that is that's a different question.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I know I'm not supposed to smoke cigarettes or do all this kind of stuff.
I got to stop?
Right. Exactly.
Will they do something? Yes. Will it be what we're talking about? No. It won't be running the ball more. It won't be any of the things that we are discussing. No, I don't believe. But will Andy have some sort of change and maybe it will prove to be okay for one game fix, Band-Aid situation?
Well, that's all you have to do is one game at a time. You can't worry about anything else. What is your best opportunity to beat the Indianapolis Colts? And that's the only game and the only thing that matters. Because if you don't beat the Colts, none of it matters after this one.
For sure. For sure. We'll get more into Nate Taylor on the other side. Plus, we'll get to why Sunday is a must win and the injury report that came up yesterday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.